Sakalala Park, you had mentioned again, Mixas Tuma Vavayas, U Mixasa, Kanegada Rupa. Enter the tomb inside a house, and the house has a skylight, which is less than a tepa by a tepa. And there's a tomb inside the house of the Kadaifan Ames inside the house. And part of the Kadaifan Ames is under the roof of the house. And the other part of the Kadaifan Ames is right underneath the Arupa. Habai Tame, U Kanegada Tuma Tame, Divrei Rabbi Meir. In such a case, the concept of the house would become Tommy from the Kedayas Minamates. Even though only part of the Kedayas is under the roof of the house, centers altogether a Kedayas from a mace, even though part of it is underneath Aruba, it would be Matami the contents of the house. And any Kalim that are underneath the Aruba, if it's connected the Tuma, meaning if it's right on top or underneath the Tuma, it would be Tommy according to Rabbi Meir. As according to Rabbi Meir, that's just like we had in Mishnah Aleph, that if the Aruba the Tefach al Tefach, and the tomb is partially under the house and partially under the Aruba, that the contents of the house is Tameh, and any Kalim that are under the Aruba, if they're directly connected, the tomb would be Tameh. The same thing would be true when the Aruba is less than a Pesach Tefach, that all Kalim that are directly above or underneath the tomb would be Tameh, even though they're underneath the Aruba, not underneath the house. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Habayis Tameh. Connected our tomb taught, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds it in this case that the Aruba is less than a Pesach Tefach, even though it's true that the contents of the house would become tummy for the Kedayas and Amaze, even though part of the Kedayas is underneath the Aruba, but any Kalim that are connected, the Tuma would be tar. Any Kalim that are underneath the Aruba, even if they're directly above or underneath the Kedayas and Amaze, would be tar. And since the Aruba is less than a Paseach Tefach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would look at it as if the Aruba is sealed. As we spoke out in the previous Mishnah, that when it's lenient, we do say loved, we do look at it as if the Aruba is sealed. And since we look at it as if the Aruba is sealed, the part of the Kedayas that's underneath the Aruba cannot combine with the part of the Kedayas that's underneath the house, and therefore Kalim that are underneath the Aruba, even if they're connected to the Tumah, would be tar. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Im Yesh B'Tumah, Kedesh T'Chalit, V'Titmeh Zabayis, V'Titmah, Kenegat HaTumah, Tumit. Rabbi Yossi strikes the middle ground. He says, it depends on the case. If the Tumah is large enough, that the Tumah is at least two Kedesim, that if we would split the Tumah in half, we would have two Kedesim, and one Kedayas. If we put it under the house, it would be metame the contents of the house. And the other kizai, when we put it under the aruba, it would be metame the kalim that are connected to the tuma. In such a case, even if the two kizaisim that we have are mostly underneath the house and only part of it is underneath the aruba, he would agree with Rabbi Meir that connected at tuma is tummy. That the kalim underneath the aruba connected at tuma is tummy. And since the mace is two kizaisim, even though most of the mace underneath the house, only part of one kizai is underneath the aruba, he would agree with Rabbi Meir that Kenegat Atuma is Tame. Bim Lab Habai is Tame, Kenegat Atuma Tar. But if the mace is inside the house, is less than two kizaisim, and is partially underneath the house and partially underneath the aruba, in such a case, he would agree with Rabbi Huda that even though the context of the house is Tame, Kenegat Atuma is Tar, that the kalim that are underneath the aruba, even though they're Kenegat the Tuma, would be Tar.
A building with many floors, but each floor has a sky window in the ceiling, and the sky window on the first floor directly below the sky window on the second floor, and the sky window on the second floor directly below the sky window in the third floor. And each aruba has a pasea tefach is at least 8 tefach square. The din is as follows. Tuma b'bayis, kenegat aruba's tar. If there's a tuma in the bayis, on one of the floors, underneath the ceiling, then any kalim that are directly below the aruba would be tar, and those kalim, since they're not under the floor of the house, would not become tame from the tuma, even though the tuma is metame, the contents of the house. Tuma kenegat aruba is habayis tar. If there's a tuma directly below the arubas, the sky windows, then the contents of the house would remain tar, since the tuma is not underneath the roof of the house, instead it's underneath the arubas. It is not metame, the contents of the house. Hatuma bain babayas, bain kenegat aruba. If there's a tuma kedayas ben amaz, whether it's in the bayas underneath the roof of the house, or whether it's kenegat arubas underneath the sky windows. Narsan davar shumakabo tuma bain momalon bain momaton hakol tuma. He sealed the aruba with something that is makabo tuma. He put a clay that's makabo tuma sealing the aruba, both momala and momata. He sealed the arubas in the upper floor and in the lower floor. In such a case, if there's a tuma in the house, then everything is tame. That tuma would be matame, not only the floor that it's on, but all the floors above it as well. And so too would be Matami Kalender underneath the Arubas. And since he sealed the Arubas with Kalender Arma Kabel Tuma, so now the house turned into one oil. We don't differentiate anymore between what's under the Aruba and what's under the house, since the Arubas are sealed. And since he sealed it with a Dabar that's Makabel Tuma, something that's Makabel Tuma is not Chaitis Bepnei Tuma, would not stop a Tuma from going through it. So therefore, the Tuma would go right through the Arubas and be Matami, not only the floor that it's on, but all the floors above it as well. With Dabar Sheena Makabel Tuma, but if he sealed the Arubas with something that is not Makabel Tuma, in such a case, the din would be different. Mimenu ulamaton tame, mimenu ulamalon tar. In such a case, only the floors that are underneath the tumah would become tumah, but the floors above the tumah would not become tumah. As even though he sealed up the aruba and he made it into one oil, so we can't differentiate between kalim that are underneath the aruba and kalim that are underneath the roof of the house. But since he sealed it with the davar she'ena makabel tumah, something that's not makabel tumah is chaytid b'fnei tumah, would stop a tumah from going through it. So therefore, the tumah would not be able to escape through the aruba and be matami the floor above it. So therefore, the floors above the tumah would remain tar.